good afternoon. It's good to get back out here and get to work. Started a little bit prepared for New Orleans, and it'd be good to get back in our stadium with our fans, nice and loud. You know, they got an excellent offensive football team and good defensive team, so I think we'll be excited to play Monday night. Questions?
Mike, even with some of the moves that you made on the offensive line, I mean, it's almost a completely new group that you have going. How do you feel about the chemistry that they've been able to work on together to be ready to go here?
I feel good. I've sat in that room, you know, a lot, and these guys have good conversation. They've worked good together, and we've been mixing around the rotations quite a bit anyway.
What are some of the challenges in establishing that continuity when you have that many new guys lined up next to each other?
Well, it's basically being on the same page. You know, you get different looks and different, you know, so you got different calls. You know, I don't think the calls will be anything different, but it's just making sure everybody's on the same page. No different than, you know, any other position, really.
What were the factors in the decision to release Alex Boone?
I was trying to find out the best for our football team.
Like, you saw Nick Easton there, left guard, Elfline at center in Seattle in that preseason game. What did you like about that combo specifically in the interior?
Well, I thought they did a really good job. I thought they came off the ball low. They got to the second level. They did a good job in pass protection.
What are you seeing out of New Orleans and what they've changed on offense now with, obviously, Adrian involved and shipping out Brandon Cooks?
They haven't changed too much. I mean, you know, they've been running the same offense for a long time. You know, they get in base personnel and run the ball and play action. And, you know, and they spread you out. They're not going to change too much. They're pretty darn good.
What do you like about Tremaine, and how long do you think it's going to take him to kind of really get your defensive schemes?
Well, I don't know that yet. He's nursing a little groin. You know, I thought, you know, his cover skills were good and the things that he had done in the last year and his ability to, you know, do the things that we do defensively.
Does he have the ability to go nickel and outside?
Yes.
What's the skill set there?
Yes. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. He's played nickel a lot. Played nickel in Seattle the whole time he was there, and he played corner in San Francisco.
Is he still being investigated by the league, and could there be possibly stuff with that come down the pipe?
I don't think so. I think that we've done our due diligence.
So how do you prevent Adrian from coming in here and with the chip on his shoulder and trying to beat you guys? Or
well, I hope we have a chip on our shoulder. You know, this game isn't about Adrian Peterson. It's about the Vikings and the Saints. They've got a lot of great offensive weapons, and it's, you know, and he's a great player, but this game isn't about Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, as you look back, what did you like about coaching Adrian during the 3 years? I mean, what really impressed you?
You know, I'm just going to talk about my players.
Overall with the preseason, what were your takeaways defensively, things that you liked and things that you really think you need to work on yet?
Well, I thought we played the run well. You know, obviously we gave up some big plays, which is uncharacteristic of this defense, but you know, I thought they worked hard and got to the ball good. I thought our pass rush was good.
Coach was signing three undrafted rookies this year to the active roster. Just kind of what do you like about seeing those success stories, I guess? And the Vikings kind of have a history of seeing guys do well after going undrafted.
Well, unfortunately, it just reminded me it cost me $3,000, too. But that's the good part. Not for me, but the good part. But it, you know, I think our coaches and scouts worked really hard in the offseason as far as trying to find guys that may end up not getting drafted and having a good pool to pick from and then being able to go out and recruit them. And, you know, so I think that part, you know, anytime you can get a free agent, an undrafted free agent, a young guy to come in and make your club, it adds basically extra draft picks, extra, you know, everything. So I think that's always a good thing.
What are your thoughts on Cam Jordan and what they've done on the other side?
kind of balance out.
Yeah, you know, he's a great player, and they've added 8 new guys defensively, so it'll be a completely different defense for him. The two, you know, the two guys on the outside are very good players, and they've added some youth inside. So I think you know, it's going to be a good test.
Mike, what do you think of Kyle Sloter, practice squad quarterback you guys got?
What did I think about him today?
Yeah, what did you think of, why'd you guys go after him?
We need a third quarterback, but I thought he had a good preseason. He's an athletic guy, strong arm, big. I thought he had a good preseason.
You went into it wanting 3 quarterbacks regardless? That was the...
Well, you have to have a practice squad guy at least.
What stood out to you when you watched film of him?
Well, Tony coached him in San Francisco, and obviously we played against him in San Francisco, and I thought he did it. You know, he's a good combination guy. He blocks pretty good. He runs good routes. Catches the ball well.
Don't do it all.
Yeah, he's more of an all-around guy, you know, but I think he'll help us in all phases. Played some special teams.
What's the biggest shift for you in terms of you pretty much run your camps and preseason all the same way, and then what's the biggest shift personally for you to go into a Monday night game? Do you shift into a different gear? Do you say different things to the guys? What's the difference for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's you know, we're not competing against each other now. We're getting ready to compete against another team. So, you know, when Diggs is going against Xavier, that's all over with. So now it's about understanding the other player that we're getting ready to play, studying his skill set, studying the things he has to do, and then you know, the same thing with the team. It's more about schemes and than it ever was in the preseason.
But it's not a marked difference. There's not something that you personally do to the next step.
Well, yeah, I do.
Time for 2 more.
Mike, a lot of time.
Mike, do you see a big opportunity here for Laquon Treadwell? Obviously, Mike Floyd out for the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, he has opportunity either way. I don't know what that has anything to do with it. This is an opportunity for not only Treadwell, it's an opportunity for Kenzie Alexander, it's an opportunity for Trey Wade, Kyle Rudolph. I mean, everybody. I mean, this is everybody's opportunity. You know, we win games around here, we're going to win them as a team and lose them as a team. So we're going to continue to try and get everybody better and try to work together.
Dalvin obviously shouldering big responsibility going into week 1. How have you noticed, just from kind of where he came in here into the preseason, to how he's getting himself ready for, you know, that starting role?
I don't think there's been much difference at all. I think he came in with the mindset that Dalvin is a pretty confident player, and his skill set has shown the same thing. So I don't think there's been any really difference in his attitude or anything else.